Yeah, you know, it's a good question because a lot of times you read the Old Testament and you're like, yeah, but that was the Old Testament. What can I really get out of that, right?
Yeah.
Well, the measurements about the temple are a physical representation of how things look in heaven. I mean, like, we actually see this laid out in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Thus, it was necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these rites. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. So when you look at the temple and all those measurements from the Old Testament, they're a copy. They're a copy of what is in heaven. You know, basically a copy on earth of the heavenly temple. They're representations of Christ's work. The inner core being opened when he died on the cross for us, and the veil in the temple ripped from top to bottom, showing God had done this and not man, because that curtain alone was like, it was extremely thick. There was no way a human being could have ripped that, you know, just by themselves.
Yeah.
It had to be ripped from top to bottom, saying, this is God saying, yeah, access granted. And also consider the thickness, as I mentioned, of that curtain, 4 inches. A 4-inch thick curtain, okay? That's a thick curtain.
Yeah, you're not buying that at no IKEA.
No. You know, it was meant to, as I said, to show that separation from sin is done because we've come to Christ, and tearing that curtain, showing how faith through Jesus Christ breaks through that separation and gives us eternal life with him. So the whole point of the temple, the layout and everything, just, you know, a reflection of what was the true temple in heaven. So a reflection of things to come that we're going to see someday.
Yeah, and I like, too, why this person asked, because they assume that there must be a reason, and I do the same thing. Even when it comes to reading the Bible, if this is the hand guide and handbook essentially given to mankind for all time to lead us and guide us throughout the millennias,
yep,
if it is in there, you better believe it's very important.
Well, one of the key things for proper biblical interpretation is that what's written is there for both the audience at the time,
yeah,
but also the audience in the future.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, there's something in there for everybody for all time to take away from and say, okay, this is what God is meaning by it. Mm. So we just have to dig deep in scriptures and find out what it is.